This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The scene at the UN General Assembly Hall yesterday was anything but diplomatic. Iran's president showed up for the review of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the United States was threatening his country with nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton accused Ahmadinejad of trying to divert attention from Iran's record of violating its international obligations. She also revealed exactly how many nuclear weapons the United States has. 5,113. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says the Obama administration had a vigorous debate about releasing information on the country's nuclear arsenal and decided that it's a good way to show that the U.S. is committed to nuclear disarmament.
We are attempting to make progress toward a world without nuclear weapons in a clear-eyed, practical, realistic way, consistent with our security. And we think releasing this information furthers that goal.
Secretary Clinton says she's also looking for practical ways to move toward a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East. The U.S. is often criticized for not talking about Israel's undeclared nuclear weapons capability. Clinton argues that the U.S. shares the goal of a nuclear-free Middle East, but the region needs to move toward peace, and Iran has to be held to account for its suspect nuclear program.
Now, given the lack of a comprehensive regional peace and concerns about some countries' compliance with NPT safeguards, the conditions for such a zone do not yet exist, but we are prepared to support practical measures for moving toward that objective.
Delegates will work over the course of the next month to try to tackle some of these issues, and Clinton urged them not to let Iran divide them. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the only head of state to attend the opening day. Speaking through an interpreter, he complained about double standards in the nuclear nonproliferation regime.
Regrettably, the United States has not only used nuclear weapons, but also continues to threaten the use of such weapons against other countries, including my country.
And the Iranian leader argued that the U.S. shouldn't be the one taking the lead in the NPT review conference.
There's an Iranian saying that reads, "A knife never cuts its own handle," expecting major arms dealers to work for security is an illogical expectation.
U.S. and European officials walked out of the General Assembly Hall as the Iranian leader spoke. Even U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon left for another meeting after he bluntly said that the onus is on Iran to clear up questions about its nuclear program. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukio Amano, says he has not been able to confirm that all of Iran's nuclear material is devoted to peaceful activities.
Because Iran has not provided the necessary cooperation.
Secretary Clinton said that Iran was the only country in the room that has not been complying with the IAEA, and she said it was clear that the Iranian president did not come to support the nonproliferation treaty.
He came to distract attention from his own government's failure to live up to its international obligations, to evade accountability for defying the international community, and to undermine our shared commitment to strengthening the treaty. But he will not succeed.
The U.S. diplomatic goal at the month-long conference is to make sure he doesn't succeed and to keep pressure on Iran to scale back its nuclear ambitions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.